has shown great love. You know, we kind of miss that in the middle of Jesus rebuking Simon. True, this unnamed woman has done something a bit beyond propriety. Ate crashing Simon's dinner party, behaving quite so scandalously, seductively, bizarrely even. But Jesus says she has shown great love. And he points out that this unnamed strange woman has done what Simon has failed to do. Simon not only seems to be making a whole lot of rash assumptions, assuming the worst about this woman and about Jesus without a lot of basis, but old Simon seems to have fallen down in the hospitality department too. He invites the young rabbi to dinner and then snubs him by not treating him like an honored guest. Hospitality, Simon. Hospitality. I suppose it's easy to forget manners and hospitality and small things when you're as important to Simon, as righteous as Simon, as good at following the rules as Simon. Simon is, however, genuinely shocked. He doesn't understand where the problem is. Rabbis just don't let bizarrely behaved women do things to them. And Jesus, rather than defending himself or the woman, wants to show him something and tell Simon a peculiar story about debtors and gratefulness. And that the peculiar woman loved much. Now, yesterday in this space, we buried Carol Mercer. As many of you know, Carol was notable not only for living to be 100 years old, but for her many contributions to life in this community, including in this parish. In a homily for that service, I used a quote from the late Dutch priest, professor, theologian, Henry Nouwen. Father Nouwen writes, "So many things, terrible things, happen every day that we start wondering whether the few things we do ourselves make any sense. When people are starving only a few thousand miles away, when wars are raging close to our borders, when countless people in our own cities have no homes to live in, our own activities look futile. Such considerations, however, can paralyze us and depress us." Here, the word call becomes important. We are not called to save the world, solve all problems, and help all people. But we each have our own unique call in our families, in our work, in our world. We have to keep asking God to help us see clearly what our call is and to give us the strength to live out that call with trust. Then we will discover that our faithfulness to a small task is the most healing response to the illnesses of our time. What Nouwen's talking about in that faithfulness in small tasks, well, we see it in Carol's life. But we also see it here, in this place, in this parish. For instance, at the receptions for all the funerals here. I was just asked yesterday by one of the funeral home folks, in tones of slight disbelief, "Do you do that reception for every funeral?" And I answered, "Well, usually it's downstairs and there's more than just cookies, but yeah, pretty much every camera." There's more. The people who come to play or sing or serve at the altar or read or prepare the altar or reset the hangings and put them all back again after the service. Those who make sure the hole in the memorial garden is prepared in the right place for those whose ashes are buried here. And those who come in and fill in the hole and receive the spot afterwards. All these things. And we've done it a lot lately. Even the bishop last week, when he was examining the big register of baptisms, confirmations, and burials, he commented on it. He says, "Yeah, but you've had a lot, haven't you?" "Yeah, we've had 6 funerals this year. We've had a dozen since I arrived." Yet every single time, hospitality and care are offered every time. Whether we know the families well or not, work for hours or days, to invite others to a meal. It's more than just takeout food. It's more than just a fundraiser. It is, in a sense, sacramental. Sacraments reveal what is, according to our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters. What is? And Grace Church is, at its best, hospitable and faithful. In those small things that Father Adam was talking about. Last week we had not only a rendezvous on Saturday, but on Sunday the bishops were there for baptism, confirmation, accolade awards, and yes, I did get the bishop to bless the door of the altar too. And although you all might be tired, I am. There were 103 people who showed up to the service in support of those being confirmed, baptized, receiving awards, and so forth. Support and love. And there was a terrific reception. It said that the first act of the church is to assemble. And by assembling, to manifest the church. And you all showed up. Thank you. There's an axiom in the study of liturgy, especially among Anglicans and Episcopalians. Praying shapes believing. That how we pray has a lot to do with what we believe. It's also true that living shapes becoming. How we live has a lot to do with what kind of people we are becoming. And we are always in the process of becoming. And becoming more and more like that God that Jesus is illustrating for Simon. That God who is generous and forgiving, a particular friend of the outcast and of those on the margins. That God whose property is always to have mercy, as the prayer book has it. That God in whose economy, proper and correct, always take a back seat. To generous love abundantly given, and to forgiveness without condition. That we may be, to become in truth, like the one to whom Luke addresses his gospel. Theophilus,